This is NPR Music. I'm Tom Heisinger. How does this... Suzanne takes you down to a place by the river. Turn into this. This is a new piece called The Cohen Variations, based on Leonard Cohen's iconic song, Suzanne. It was written by Daniel Felsenfeld, especially for pianist Simona Dinnerstein, who dropped by our studio recently to tell us how the old and new versions connect, and how she fell in love with Cohen's original tune, as sung by Judy Collins.
A friend gave me a copy of Judy Collins, the whole CD.
Right, In My Life.
Yes, and then I got to that song, and I just was transfixed, and I had to listen to it like over and over again, and it just really spoke to me.
And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you think you'll maybe trust her, for she's touched your perfect body with her mind.
What do you think it means? Does it mean something to you now? I mean, like, have you dug into the words and tried to figure out what Leonard Cohen might have meant, or and then what it might actually mean to you?
I'm not a very word-oriented person. The words are not the thing about that song that gets me.
Oh, that's interesting, because... Yeah. For me, kind of in a way, and for a lot of people, Leonard Cohen is all about words. He's a poet, and the words are so evocative.
Yes.
You know, I'm not sure what they mean, but they're so evocative.
They are evocative. To me, it's a very womanly song. When I hear it, I feel a strong sense of being a woman.
Oh, that's
I can't really explain to you why.
I can see that, I think. Yeah. I just think of it as this kind of bizarre love song. The images are so... potent,
yes,
and so fecund in a way. You know, where the lines where you want to travel with her and you want to travel blind and all that kind of relationship stuff.
Yes.
But set within this kind of almost Baroque imagery.
Certain lines like tea and oranges. I like the tea and oranges and the Jesus was a sailor. That I like that too.
So there's that typical Leonard Cohen getting his kind of the corporeal, the sensuality, and then there's a religious connection somehow too.
Yeah.
It's interesting that you say that you're not so fixated on the words, and maybe that's perfect because you might say that it's kind of gutsy to strip a Leonard Cohen song of its words.
Yeah, I mean, several people have said that to me. I mean, I think that plenty of composers have arranged songs in the past and not been accused of being, you know, having chutzpah to do that.
List,
yeah.
He did it a lot.
Yeah. But I know that that was something that Danny was thinking about when he wrote The Variations, was how to do wordless Cohen. And I think he did it through the mood. The mood is the mood of the song.
It creates a world of its own, kind of.
I mean, the variations are not strikingly different from each other. They're, you know, they move seamlessly from one to the other. You might not even know when one ends and one begins. And he also uses these inner voices. I think it also conjures up a feeling of words to have inner voices. It's like subtext of a song,
right.
You know. It's really deep what he's done, and it's quite minimal but really subtle and really written for me too, which was lovely. You know, I mean, written to all of the things that I find interesting in music and in the piano.
And it's nice to have a composer do variations on what is your favorite song.
Yes. But I do have a dream to meet Leonard Cohen, I have to say.
He's got a brand new record
out. I know, coming out the same day as my record.
There
I feel
you go.
Like that's synchronicity.
You better write him a letter.
I know.
Okay, I'd love to hear you play it for us. Simona Dinnerstein is here with me in NPR Studio 4A to play the Cohen Variations by Daniel Felsenfeld, based on the song Suzanne by Leonard Cohen. Thanks again for coming by today.
Thanks for having me.